Hi, this is a Maths It podcast which covers the GCSE Foundation Revision Sheet, Interpreting Graphs. You'll need the corresponding worksheet F-13 from www.maths-it.org.uk. Question 1 shows a conversion graph which is used for changing between kilograms and pounds. Part A asks you to use the graph to change 11 pounds to kilograms. The first thing to do with this question is to find where 11 pounds is on the vertical axis. It lies between the 10 and the 12, so the best technique here is to get a ruler and measure across from this point where 11 would be to the line on the graph, and then where your ruler crosses the line on the graph, measure this down to the kilograms axis. The answer you should get is 5 kilograms. Part B of the question uses a similar method, is to find along the x or horizontal axis at the bottom 7.5 kilograms, measure upwards with a ruler to the line on the graph, and where your ruler crosses the line on the graph, measure across to the pounds axis. The answer is roughly 16.4 pounds. Part C is the most difficult part of the question, as 160 pounds does not appear on the graph that is shown. The technique to use here is to find out the equivalent of 16 pounds in kilograms and then multiply your answer by 10. Question 2 is similar to question 1. The first part of the question asks you the amount Thomas's company pays him when he travels 200 miles. A similar technique can be used using a ruler. Using the ruler, measure upwards from 200 miles and where your ruler crosses the line on the graph, measure across to the amount paid in axis, and your answer should be 80 pounds. The same technique can be used for the second part of a question, but this time measuring across from the amount paid axis and looking where your ruler crosses the line on the graph, measure downwards to the distance in miles axis. The third question can be tackled in the same way as the first two questions, by using a ruler to measure up or across from the axes and seeing where this cuts the line on the graph, and then measuring up or down to get your answer. The first part asks you to change 11 gallons into litres. Use your ruler to measure up from the gallons axes, and where the ruler crosses the line on the graph, measure across. The second part of the question asks you to change 35 litres into gallons. Using the same technique as the first part of the question, you'll find your answer lies between 7 and 8. The important point here is not to round your answer either up or down, but leave it as a decimal or as a fraction. The fourth question involves interpreting a distance time graph. Part A asks for how many minutes did the man rest. The part of the line which shows where he rests is the flat part where the man got no nearer or further away from his home. Part B of the question asks you to find the distance from home of the man at 1:30 p.m. Again, this can be tackled like the first three questions we have seen, by using a ruler to see where this time cuts the graph and then measuring across to the distance from home in kilometres axis. Part C asks you to complete the graph using the two statements above, that the man rested for 1 hour and that then he cycled home at a steady speed and it took him 2 hours. The rest for 1 hour can be shown as a flat line across the top of the graph. It starts where the current line on the graph finishes and is drawn straight across to where the end point of the line would be directly above the 3 p.m. We are then asked to show that the cyclist went home at a steady speed and it took him 2 hours. From the end point of the line we have just drawn, we draw another line diagonally downwards so it touches the 5 p.m. on the bottom axis.